The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Aleph. Woo! We're on our second century of Menachot already. And we were holding in the middle of the Sugya, which was an extension of the Mishnah, what type of things get a pidyon. The lesson that we learned was that the concept of pidyon is not to be extended to other things just because the Torah compares the behemot to behemot tmeot. That doesn't mean that another item that would be tamei would be able to have pidyon, and it's only a behemah that has pidyon once something is kadosh b'kli. However, if it isn't kadosh b'kli, then menachot and nesachim, in the Mishnah it says, have pidyon if they were nitmu. Shmuel insisted in the Gemara that it doesn't really mean im nitmu, because even if not nitmu, there's no reason not to be put as something that only has kedushat damim. So until it has kedushat aguf, it really shouldn't make any difference whether it's nitmu or not nitmu. That was the point that Shmuel was making, and we had set out to see whether that was consistent. So far, everything seems to be okay. Motivudu bar manoach. Ha'ofot v'ha'itzim v'alavonah v'chli sharet shenitmu'u ein lehem pidyon, shalom ne'emar pidyon, ela b'v'heiman. I'd like to understand, how do you read those words? Ofot v'ha'itzim v'alavonah v'chli sharet ein lehem pidyon, according to Shmuel. I mean, I understand why ofot don't have tuma, because, okay, bishlama ofot, don't have pidyon, because bishlama ofot, ofot akedushat aguf. In other words, the ofot and behemot that require no additional processing, before they're roy to be brought on the mizbeach, we take for granted that the moment you say, this is a carbon, it's a carbon with a kedushat aguf, because it doesn't have any other kedushat kuli. So fine. And that is basically rules out pidyon, because lo ne'emar ela b'behema. This din of the pidyon of something that already has kedushat aguf, that's the whole din of hamadav haracha that was set on a behema, not on anything else. But according to the way Shmuel is understanding this, can you explain to me why it says in our Mishnah that Eitzim, Levona, and Kli Sharet do not have pidyon? What's wrong with being pidyon? Lifriko. Go ahead and be poted. I'll tell you, there's only one explanation. The explanation is that Tahorin never have a pidyon. Something's got to be wrong with it in order to be paid it. Even if you're talking about Kedushat Damim, something's got to be wrong with it. Not like Shmuel is saying. And these things can't have anything wrong with it, because there is no way that it could be Tamei. That's the point. Because look, you're claiming that the Din of Tuma is irrelevant, but it is relevant. Because the reason is that Ela Lavish B'Torin Ba'alma Ein Niftim. The general rule is exactly the opposite of what Shmuel is saying. If something is Torah, you can't be poted. So you'll say, but it says these things you can never be poted, even if they're Tamei. Because they can't be Tamei. That's the pshat. Because even if they are Tamei, they're not Tamei. Because Ani Nami Afagav the Nitmu, for all intents and purposes, they're Tahorim. Let me explain to you why. Eitzim Levona. There's no such thing as Tuma on Eitzim Levona. They're not Kalim, they're not Oichlin. How do they become Tamei? Oh, I understand. There's that special riboy of Veha Basar to be Marba Eitzim Levona. But that's a Dinechibata Kodesh. So it's only Tamei because it's Kodesh. That's the point. So Eitzim Levona Lapaneshwe Uchlinil, it's Chibata Kodesh Bashlo Ochlin. So therefore, since it's only Kodesh, so then the cases that we'd be talking about over here are cases where the items are not yet suitable for Kodesh. So the Eitzim, you can't just bring raw wood to the Mizbeah. It has to be cut into lumber, carefully shaped, to give the shtei gizir Eitzim. Kam l'mashur l'gizirin, lo mitkash. So if it's not roy for Kodesh, it doesn't have chibata Kodesh, levona. If the Levona wasn't yet Kodesh B'Kli Sharet, so then it's not Mitkasha. And therefore, how are we going to be paid it? If it's in the Kli Sharet, obviously we can't be paid it. We just said you can't be paid it anything that was Kodesh B'Kli Sharet. If it's not, then there's nothing wrong with it. So why should we be paid it? So, there's no way of reading this Mishnah the way Shmuel's understanding it. The Kli Sharet. Why is the Kli Sharet unable to be paid? Because even if it's Tamei, it's Tahor. Put it into Mikvah, it's Tahor. He's like Tara ben Mikvah. I mean, that's the same thing as that would be like a behemoth that doesn't have a mum. And it's a mum over. So okay, so wait until it's a mum. We learned yesterday it has to be something that is never going to be Nikra Velasha. Okay, so that seems to me to conclusively disprove Shmuel. What other reason do you have for saying that Lavona and Klei Sharet and Etzim are not able to be Podui? Says Zemara Lo. I don't accept that raya, because I could say to you that, in fact, Olam Melacha, Tohorin Be'alman Yivdin, maybe there's no problem. Maybe Shmuel's right. Maybe you could be put as something that's completely Torah, nothing wrong with it. Maybe this particular list is a special list. Because maybe the issue over here is simply that the Chachamim felt that it was difficult to replace these items, and therefore, once we sink our teeth into them in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't want to let go. Maybe it's a gezeira. It's going to be hard to buy new ones. We're lucky to have it. Why should we let it go for somebody to be poda? So Bishlam, okay, says the Baruch, I can understand why that's true about Livona. I mean, Livona is difficult to get. Klisharet, that we designed, that we made, I mean, that's heavy duty. That's lo shchichi, but what do you mean wood? I mean, wood is not shchia. Eitzim are mishkat shchichi. No, eitzim are also not. Why? Because kibud yomar mar, kol eitz shenimtza bo tola'at, basur legabe mizbeah. If you even have a single worm in it, you can't bring it on a mizbeah. And that's not so easy to find completely clean wood. Because of that, it's also difficult to hold on. Worms aren't coming. Okay. All right, so therefore, maybe it's Xer. So therefore, I'm not persuaded. Omer of Papa, well, I could tell you one thing. If Shmuel would have had the data, he would definitely have never stood up and said what he said. I mean, look, let me show you a brighter that makes it very. Ishmael and Shmuel, all the time. If Shmuel ever heard this brighter, he would have never said that. Here it says in a brighter, Amat feast me bim the better kabayit. Take a behemoth that is perfectly roy for the mizbeah. It's in good shape. It's behemoth tmima, and you decide you want to give it as a truck for the better kabayit. Use this for transport.
Specific.
Yeah, not for the mizbeah. You give it to better kabayit. Nonetheless, if you're going to be poted, you can only be poted to use for the mizbeah. You can't be poted for any other purposes. Because once something is royal in Mizbeach, there's no way to get the Mizbeach's teeth out of it. So call a royal of Mizbeach, and you have to say Mizbeach lo'olam. So how do you think Shmuel would have gotten away with saying, well, it doesn't matter if the mincha is tar, even if it's tar, it can still be poted. What do you mean? The Mizbeach got its teeth into it. You can't be poted. So he must have not heard this. And obviously, if you gave it to the Perekabayit, it's only Kedushat Tamim, right? So, Afagav, the Kedushat Tamim, you know, ain't nifted. See? You can't be poted. The money's got to go to Mizbeach in the end. Okay, so if that's the case, so here too, be exactly the same thing. That's why I'm saying that the reason they're not nifted is because they're Tahorim. Aha! So if he had heard this, Havi Harabe, he would have definitely changed his mind. Valoi, it's not true. He actually did know this perfectly well, and he didn't change his mind. Valoi, Shmiale, Valoha, Darbe. Look, you said before the list of things that we had over there. Didn't you just say that maybe the reason those things are listed are because they're difficult to find, and therefore we made a takana? How do you know this is not the same thing? So, Lav Amr, did you not just say, Hatam, about the Eitzim and Levona? You said, Kimin Elo Shkicha Lo Mifrake. It could very well be that when we've got ourselves a behemoth that's established to be a Tamima, we don't want to let it go. Because Kimin the Shkicha Mumin the Pasib of behemoth, I mean, look, we have very, very strict standards for constant Amun. Afilu Dokin Sheba Ayin. I mean, Ami Pasib, it's hard to find a behemoth that goes through the whole process, comes out okay. So therefore, maybe it's part of Takana, things that are difficult for us to find. Once they've been made Kodesh, I don't care if they were sent to the Berek Abayit. We're not going to let them go so easily. Okay, that was Shmuel's sheet. Rav Kahana disagreed. Rav Kahana amar tmein, and only tmein are niftin. Tehorin are in niftin. Or some say that Amar Rav Oshaya, v'chein Amar Rav Oshaya, that he agreed with Rav Kahana. Tmein are niftin, tehorin ain't niftin. Now, he can have others say that what Rav Oshaya said is that it actually agreed with Shmuel. And Afilo Tohorin are niftim, and it was Rabbi Elazar who said that Kulam Tmeyan niftim, Tohorin ain't niftim, but There's one interesting case that doesn't fit the rule, and that is the Asirit Eifa of a Minchat Chote. In that case, you can be Pota even Tahor. But you know what? That's because the Torah actually went out of its way to make that possible. Where did it say that? Because Sharei Amra Torah Mechatato and Al Chatato. Let me show you how this works. We have two different... This is referring to Korban Oil of Yored, which is, of course, the only place that we have in Minchas Chote. Now, in the Korban Oil of Yored, you're supposed to bring, really, a Kispar Sira for Chatat, right? So, over there it says, bring Kispar Sira Tizim Chatat v'chiper alav HaKohen Mechatato. But when it talks about the Ani, what it says over there is... instead of me chatato. Now, I'd explain that. I'm going to tell you. We learn out from their fascinating halacha. The guy started out as an usher, and then became an ani. Now, what we do is, we're mechaper on him, me chatato. Let's say he set aside $100 for a korban. He's an usher. Now, he becomes poor. Me chatato means take some of that money, me chatato, and use it for, now that you're poor, your mincha, and the rest of it is chulin. It's a big chiddush. Al chatatos is just the opposite. You're an ani. You now set aside, let's say, your mincha. Comes a pasuk to say al chatato, that if you got rich, you could be pota that mincha, and use now the money for bringing a chatas. Upgrading. Al-Khatato. Me-Khatato? Al-Khatato. It's so clearly specific to the circumstances of the Usher and the Ani that clearly that's what it's telling me. If that's what it's telling me, then I have no choice but to read it as I can take what was meant to be my Mincha and I can turn it into what is now going to be my Behema. So clearly, in that one case, there's no way to argue that definitely you can be part of that Mincha, but use it for something else. Omer of Oshaya, Shamati. Now, what I heard was, now this is really peripherally related to us, as we'll see. But on the surface, what we're getting into over here is the question of what is Mekabel Tuma if it is Osir. So in other words, we just talked about cases of Chibat HaKodesh. So what if something is Osir to eat? Is it still considered to be a foodstuff? Or does it have to be something that can at least be fed to someone else? Because it does say, someone else may be a goy. Someone else may be your pet dog. But if something is Osir Ba'ana'a, you can't even feed it to your pet dog. So it isn't Roy Le'achel even to be Ma'achil to anything else. That is a machloket, Reb Shimon Shita, is if something is mitzada halakha, inedible, not only for you, but inedible because you can't feed it to anything or anyone. Couldn't give it to a goy because you'd be getting anna, because he'd owe you for it. You couldn't give it to your doggy because that's definitely anna for you. So, in that case, it's not mekabel tumat ochlin because that's not the ochlin the Torah is talking about. It has to be ochlin that is going to be usable. So, says Rav Hoshaya, I heard, and here's where we start getting, how's it connect to our sugya? I heard that pigel b'mincha, if you caused pigel in a mincha, so remember how to do pigel in a mincha, how do we do pigel in a mincha? We have four different avodot, just like the four avodot by the behema that does pigel. So we have, beep, kmitza, beep, kiddush b'kli, beep, holacha, and beep, zrika. Now, since any of those things take place before the mincha is ever roy to be eaten, so I heard, says Rav Hoshaya, so that means it's not foodstuff. It's also about no. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that in general something that is also about no is not considered to be a foodstuff, the mincha would not be a foodstuff. Now you can start to see already how it's getting to do with our sugya, because the question is, could I have been part of this mincha? You see where we're going. But first, let's take a look at the din that Rabbi Shimon said. Oh, Sir Richard! Excellent. The Tanan. Because we have the following, interestingly, it's not really a Mishnah, it's the Tosefta. The Tanan, Ha'orla, Ukhloya Kerem, now Orla's Osirbano, Kerem things grown in a vineyard, Aser, both themselves, the grapes are Aser. Shor HaNiskal. Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bana, Bala Shor Naki. Problem is, of course, if it was Niskal, it wouldn't need to be Mekabel Tuma, it would be an Avela, and an Avela is a pretty darn source, good source of Tuma itself. So it's got to be talking about a Shor HaNiskal that was Shecht before they got a chance to be soaked it. But even after, once you are Gamer the Din, that it's Chayav Skila, it becomes Aser Bana. So therefore the question is, what about in terms of eating? Is it a foodstuff or not? An egla aruf, of course, is the, if you hold it, taking it down to the nachal eitan as we take it down before we get rid of it. And but of course over here we didn't do the arifa because then it would be an avela again. But we did a shnita. But it was also before when it was yiridat to the nachal eitan. So we have that case. We have the case of the tziporei mitzora after the shnita over there. The din is the aser ana peter chamor. Now here's an interesting halacha. I got the peter chamor. I mean a peter chamor. A dead Petach Hamor? Petach Hamor meat? I mean, that's about as Nevele-y as you can get. But try to say, this is an amazing halacha that we're going to have in Chulin, which is that you can shecht a Petach Hamor, and then it doesn't have a din of a Nevele.
But you can shecht, but you can't eat it, can you?
That's not the point. Yeah, obviously, you can't really shecht a Petach Hamor, because, I mean, then it's, so the issue is over here like this. Suppose you shecht a behemoth tomato for a goy. So the Shechita makes it into an Eichel, and it's not Avra Menachai. Why is it an Avela? Because it's still alive. You shecht it, but it's still alive. The animal doesn't die after you shecht it, it's still Mefarches. But it's Mutter because of Avra Menachai, because Shechita is Matik, you see. So here you have a couple of minutes in which you've got something that is meat. It's a foodstuff. If you shecht it for a goy, will it be Mekabel Tuma Zochis?
And then not even Menachai
and
the goy?
Yeah. So, what do you mean, not even the shechita is required to make it a not even an eye? Otherwise, mefarkes is kechayv.
For a guy, as long as it's mefarkes, this is different than the chayv.
No, call whatever is hutter li Yisrael, shechita is not. So, that's the sugya chulin. We don't have to worry about it now. But so, here's another example, crazy example, in which we're matir something. Now, our only question is, does that have a din of my, or is it considered to be, it's aser bana? It's my Petr Chamor, it's Aser Bana, because it's an Isser Bechor. Nav wasn't paid it. Now there's another problem. There's no Nevela. How about that? Is the fact that it's Aser Bana make it a non-foodstuff? Say all of these cases, and Basar B'Cholav, now we're going to assume right now Basar B'Cholav is because it's going according to Mandi Amar holds that Basar B'Cholav is Aser Bana, which we'll see as a Machol Kisifulim. Says Rabbi Shimon, Kulam En Metamen Tumat Tochli. My Shita is, we'll see if learns from Pasek, none of this is Matamei Tumat Ochli. Now, the truth is that we don't really have to come on to all of these complex cases where we shechted it, or we shechted for quite all business. There's a simpler solution. The simpler solution is that we don't have a kazayin. So therefore, it's not Matamei, it's an avela. However, we mix it with another piece of meat. Now we have a kazayin. But in order for it to be Mekabel Tuma, it's going to have to be the size of the water kibbetz, according to Roshita. It'll have to be big enough, including this piece. So it all has to be foodstuff. It has just enough to be Mekabel Tuma. But if this isn't a foodstuff, it won't be Mekabel Tuma. So then we don't get into the problem of the veil, because we don't have a shear of the veil. Okay? So we could have two different possibilities. Either we made certain it wasn't an avela, or if it wasn't avela, we took less than a shear of the kazayit. Mitzar, if it was something else, and our only question is this piece big enough, including this? Is this called a foodstuff? To be mash from the shear, to be makabatu. Fine. Says Rabbi Shimon, no. There's a technicality over here that makes this not a foodstuff. Why? Because that's about not, I can't feed it to anybody. We'll see. Learns with the pasuk. However, I must say that it does not really apply to all of the above cases. When it comes to Basar B'Cholav, there I'm actually motivated that it is a foodstuff. It could be Metame Tumat Ochlin. Why is it Metame Tumat Ochlin? Well, because before it became Basar B'Cholav, it was Basar B'Cholav that was mutter. How was Basar B'Cholav mutter? You mix Basar B'Cholav and you let it sit there and soak for a couple of months until it gets to taste really good, delicious Basar B'Cholav, which of course is completely kosher, Midiraita. And it only becomes not kosher when you turn the fire on in the oven and cook it. Then it becomes also Basar B'Cholav. So that's very same Basar B'Cholav, but the same taste was kosher once upon a time. Therefore, it wasn't at that point it became a foodstuff. Then it was Reila Kabel Tuma. Don't try this in your own, buddy. And now, your wife won't go for it, I guarantee it. She's not going to go for it. Stick with the soya milk. And I'm not getting anything on that. It's breaking my heart. Breaking my heart.
Kavisha?
Yeah.
And that's all your rabbi?
Yeah. It's all got nice, good taste, but it's not, not going to ask you. Okay, so therefore, since I had a shot at kosher, at that time, so Mamela, there I agree, it doesn't lose its shame Archlan afterward. Where should we get this from? That it has to be actually halakhically edible. From the pasuk mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel. So there's this asher yavol avayim yitma. It's defining those things that are makabel tuma. What does it say? What do you mean ochel asher ye'achel? What is an ochel that's not asher ye'achel? That's a very weird language, isn't it? Just say mikol ha'ochel. Ah, the point is this needs to be ochel that you can feed to somebody. So if you can't feed it, let's say it's an Entenmann's donut, the cockroaches won't eat it. So right, so if it's usher, but no, you cannot feed it to your doggy. Now, here is where it relates to our sugya. Rav Hoshaya claimed that being mefagel a mincha is not going to be mekabel truma or liva de Rav Shimon. And now he's explaining to us why he's saying it. Pigel a mincha is also ochel she'iata yachol la'achilo la'acherim. So it should be, therefore, wait a minute, so what about Basar v'cholav. Basar v'cholav, wait, I understand. Basar v'cholav, dami tev l'dofa shat v'cholach ilo lachrimu. Why do we come on to this business about shas ha-kosher? I'm really confused here. I thought Reb Shimon Shita is that Basar v'cholav is mutar ba'ana. So I can give it to my doggy. Tatani Reb Shimon, you don't remember Mishum Reb Shimon. Basar v'cholav asur ba'achila u'mutar ba'ana. I'll prove it to you. Shinema ki am kadosh ata l'ashem lokecha. Notice that word, the Am Kadosh, Anche Kodesh Tiunli, Ubasu Besada Betrefa, Lotokelo, but feed it to your doggy. Obviously, if the trefa wasn't Aser Bana'a, to Aser Bachila, therefore here too, Malalana Surbechla, Umutur Bana'a, otherwise, how could the Torah tell you to be like Kelop Tashukmanoto? Same thing should be true over here with the Basar v'cholav, Kodesh, Kodesh, Gzera Shava, Afkan Osir Bachila, Umutur Bana'a. Why did Rabbi Shimon say, because it has a Sha'ata Kosher? You don't need a Sha'ata Kosher, it's kosher right now to feed to my doggy. And that's enough of a basis for being a Kabbal Tumah. The reason that we jumped onto this immediately is because obviously we were concerned about the mincha. The mincha also was choraz a shasa kosher. And we want to see, was that really the svara of a shasa kosher? As far as because mutar ba'ana. We're going to get back to the mincha in a moment. Well, actually, chadava otkam. Rabbi Shimon wasn't saying that if it wouldn't be for the fact that it had a shot at kosher. He's saying that there's 2 points over there. First of all, Chada happens to be that my personal shita is Basar v'cholav is a mutar bana. Therefore, you could feed it to your pet, and it's okosh lato yachol lachilo lachirimu. But even if it wouldn't, it's worse than that. The didei nami haitalo shot at kosher. Even if you wouldn't be able to fire feed anybody else. Even as far as you're concerned, it's awful. Forget about somebody else. Why? Because it was initially kosher. Even when it was Basar b'cholav, it was initially kosher. Now, here's where we start getting into trouble. Meitva. Rabbi Shimon omer, yesh notar shu tamei tumat ochlim. Yesh notar she'eno metamei tumat ochlim. There is a difference in circumstances, and we understand that. Obviously, notar is not going to be the same situation as the people, because notar, for sure, we can imagine a typical case where the notar had a shot at terachila. But as a matter of fact, 99.999% of the cases, the notar had a heterachila until it became notar.
Shata kosher.
A shata kosher, exactly. So therefore, where would he be saying notar is not mitumetumet ochlin? Oh, very simple. Ketzad, lan lifnei zrika, inu ta mitumet ochlin. If you never did the zrika, by the time you got around to doing the zrika, it was already the morning. Now, what it is, we're going to be matir with the zrika. It's too late. It's already osir because of notar. This was notar. It was never kosher to eat because the zrika was required to be matar to eat. That's not going to be metabit to us ochel. But the typical notar, which is you didn't have a chance to finish the food, but it certainly was kosher to eat before and it was akhir zrika, So la'achazrika, there would be metame tumat ochli. Fine. Now here's where we get to the critical words that really mess up Rabboshaya. Upigo, bein bekotchim, bein bekotchim kalim, eno metame tumas ochlin, pigo b'mincha metame tumas ochlin. Oh my God, what a mess. So bishleim in the first part, okay, pigo by a behem, I understand. There never was a shasa kosher, no problem. It's not going to be kabo, because by definition, you can only be befagel up to the point in which you're doing the zrika. So you couldn't have done the zrika. So therefore, I don't need to distinguish between previous zrika, after the zrika. It's not shayach that it should be metame tumas ochlin. Was never kosher. You can't be mefagel after zrika. But mincha, good Lord. Rav Hoshaya said that I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Pigo b'mincha. Clearly, as I see from the comparison to Orla Shah, Mizkalek, La Rufa, so on and so forth, it can't be that it's metame tumas ochlin. And unfortunately, Rabbi Shimon himself says, oh, by the way, a mincha is metame tumas ochlin. How can Rav Hoshaya now explain his shita? Says the Gemara, huh? That's not a problem. Rav Hoshaya can explain this too. Lo kasha. Kansha talo shata kosha. V'kansha lo italo shata kosha. How exactly, I mean, isn't every mincha basically starts off as a mincha? I mean, it was kadosh, kosher at that point to eat. I didn't put it into the kli yet, so it's not. Yeah, I mean, wasn't it food before it was food? So, isn't that shaita l'shasa kosher? As a matter of fact, how in the world would a mincha not be shata kosher? Now, I don't understand the other direction. Where is there a mincha that never had a shata kosher and that therefore couldn't be makabel truma? Dr. Shita, b'chuber. It's talking about it was still b'chuber. If it's still b'chuber, it can't be makabel truma. You were magdish it while still in the field. So if you're magdish it at that point, when was it food? Tell me when it was food. Never.
Growing grain
is a makabel truma. By the time you picked it, it was already kedush asa b'chima. That's what it's talking about. In that case, enochinami, it would never be makabel tumah. Now, my problem is, what do you mean never be makabel tumah? Why can't you go ahead and be poda it? If you would be poda, didn't Shmuel say you could be poda it? Yes. So if you could be poda it, why isn't it at least theoretically edible? So there should be a foodstuff. So the frikino. Now remember, turn back to Amud Aleph. What did Rav Hoshaya say in the line above the big lines? V'chein amar Rav Hoshaya t'meim niftin t'horim ein niftin. Ikari amri amar Rav Hoshaya afilo t'horim nift. Now here's where we start zeroing in on which lashon of Rav Hoshaya works. Because if you hold like the lashon of Rav Hoshaya on Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, so bishlama heinicha la'achlishna, according to the lashon in which Rav Hoshaya said, only if it's tummy can be poted. It's tummy, it can't be poted. Okay, so now this makes sense. Since I was magdish it when it was grown, but it was still attached to the ground, there never was a point at which I could have been poted, because what could have gone wrong? By definition, it can't be makabel tuma. It could only be makabel tuma once I'm poted, but I can't be poted because it won't be makabel tuma. There you go. But according to the other lashon of Rav Hoshaya on Amud Aleph, who said that even Tarin could also be niftin. So what's the point? Go ahead and be poted. Go ahead and be poted is, I didn't. What kind of question is that, go ahead and be poted? Hashtami alo parak, I wasn't poted now. But that's the problem, you see. Because keep it the Iboi parakli, according to Rav Hoshaya, you could be theoretically poted. It happens to be that we know that for Shamina Leila, Rabbi Shimon, Otz Kola, Omeid Liftot Ke Padui Dami. Once something's in a state that it theoretically could be Padui, that is considered to be the equivalent of, it's already Padui. And we can view it as a actual foodstuff now. So where is there a mincha that didn't have a shasa kosher? Where do I see this? Titani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Para Metamatumatochlin. The Paraduma. Paraduma. I mean, when it was alive, you couldn't eat it. When you shechted it, you were shechting it with Kodesh. So how could it be metamic to mato clean?
Weren't Kodesh?
Huh?
Weren't Kodesh the...
No, but you can't eat a live animal. So it's not makabel tumah, it's a live animal. When I sheft it, I'm shechting it as a paradum. So how could it be metamic to mato clean? Because it had a shata kosher. When did it have a shata kosher? Says Reish Lakish, you know why Rabbi Shimon said as a shata kosher? Because Omer Hoya Rabbi Shimon para niftet agabe marachta. The sense you could be theoretically poida this para duma even after you shechted it, because it isn't kedushat mizbeach and therefore does not require ha'amadava haracha. So since theoretically you could have been poida, we look at it as meat. There's never a point in the reason.
Turned it into ash.
But what are you going to do with it? Ashes don't have any value. The animal, you can be paid. So I shechted it. I can be paid to eat it. So therefore, you're in big trouble. Because you're only coming to determine what halacha is alibid Rabbi Shimon. Right? You said alibid Rabbi Shimon, that would be the din. Problem is, Rabbi Shimon is kolobin liftas kipodu dami. If you hold that any mincha, even if it's not tummy, is emed lipadot, so then, by definition, the mincha had a shasa kosher. According to Rabbi Shimon, if it has a shasa kosher, it should be makabel tum. You're claiming it isn't makabel tum. That's our question here. It's only kedushas domi. It's not a korma. Very expensive pidyon. Yes. Says the Gemara, that doesn't prove anything. Because, achi ashto, what kind of crazy comparison is that? The pora, remember, the pora is a major to-do. If we're going to do a paradum, paradum is done once in a century. You're going to do a paradum, you want absolutely the best. Therefore, until the very last moment, before I burn this thing, I am ready to substitute a better quality paradum if one will come along. So if I suddenly find on the internet a guy selling a paradum that seems to have a better, whatever it is, coloration, pedigree, less fake as the Gabitumumi. Less fake as Lagabi, maybe the guy wasn't washing it properly, Allah, Allah, oh, whatever. I would go for it. I'd find a nicer one, right? Over there, imat zacharet na'ayim and a mitzvah liftota. If I find a nicer para, fatter, more gishmak, I'll go for that one. So I have a mitzvah to be paid at. That doesn't mean anything that you could theoretically be paid at. Over here, we're waiting till the last minute, hoping to be paid. Waiting for a better deal. New. So, well, how can you compare that to a typical case of a mincha? Why in the world would I be paid a mincha? It's a mitzvah to be paid a mincha. So therefore you can't ani minachas mitzvah livdota. Okay, so alright, fine, I'll accept that, but now I have another problem. You brought Rabbi Shimon's own shita about lon. You said there's a difference between lon, lifnei zrika, and lon liachas zrika. Did it have a shata kosher? Did it not have a shata kosher, correct? Problem isn't there a mitzvah to do this zrika? And you could do the zrika if you wanted to do the zrika, which means if Rabbi Shimon, you're claiming that if there's a mitzvah, okay, then of course we're keeping it open to the last minute, you know. So over here, you're saying that, but Rabbi Shimon, if it was lan lifnei zrika, what's the din? It never had a shata kosher. Sure it did. Had a shata kosher all night long. Why? Because the first moment that I shechted this korban, I could have done the zrika. It was possible to do, and it's a mitzvah to do. And you said, Elibid Rabbi Shimon, if it's possible to do, a mitzvah to do, then for all intents and purposes, that opens up the potential of the thing. So we look at it as a potential foodstuff, and therefore it should be makabel tuma. So long lifnei zrika, where it's a mitzvah of mizrake, and there's nothing preventing him from being zorak, it'd be boy, zorak, and nonetheless it says, the eno metame to matochlin. How do you explain that? Och, b'mayas, kinan. It doesn't mean stam lifnei zrika. It means this thing was shechted the last instant of the day, and then the sun set, and now you can't do the zrika. You never could have done the zrika, and therefore it's considered to be ein lo shata kosher. Okay, are you telling me that the case they were talking about is that it was precisely at, in other words, haitalo shel peyom, what are you telling me that it would be my? That it would have been mitami tumat zochlin? I mean, don't you think that instead of saying before Zrika and after Zrika, you should have said a simple case? In the rare situation where it was shocked at the last possible instant of the day, it was, it wouldn't have been possible to do Zrika, and if he wanted to do Zrika, then it would never have a shasa kosher, but any other time it would have a shasa kosher. Is that a more intelligent way to say it? So then, adatani lon, la'achar Zrika mitami tumat zochlin. What do I need la'achar Zrika? Tell me a big chiddush. Live like Bididei. Take this very case and say, you know what? Bamed varma murim. Where do I say the Nevashaza kosher? That it never had lo haita lo sheut bayom at all? So it didn't happen a minute. Haitalo shart b'yom, even if he didn't do the zrika, it would be b'tami tumas ochle, because it could have been done the tumas ochle. This is so exciting, Richie, and your eyes are closed in the intensity of your experience, and I'm afraid that we're going to have the moral police here with the way you look involved in this. I mean, it's going to be an X-rated daf yomi. I just think you should open up your eyes just to make it more acceptable for the watching audience.
Glasses that I got to report, Richard. Oh yeah, that's
right. So. Yes. So isn't that the way to say it? That is what he's saying. Don't you know how to read? That's what it says. Lifnei zrika l'achar zrika means before you could have done zrika. Or after you could have done zrika. I mean, you have to use your noodle. You don't just take the words. Obviously, that's what it means. Lan kodim shiyera el zrika. I have to spell it out for you. Okay, so let me ask you something. The case of the pigle. Okay, you said the pigle, there's no way that it could possibly have a shata kosher, right? Now, the pigle, ben kachim kachim, ben kachim kalim, isn't it a mitzvah over there to do the zrika right? You're saying you did it wrong. I mean, but there was a mitzvah to do it right. And you could have done it right. You chose not to do it right. But then, by definition, it had a shata kosher. That was the shata kosher. Yes, that was the shata kosher. I didn't do it yet, so Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need to have done it. You only need to have been able to do it. This is I was able to do it, and it's a mitzvah to do it. So if he buys zorik, nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon says, never. I mean, I assume that you were mafagel in the zrika. Mafagel in the zrika means you were standing right there before the zrika. Everything else was kosher, and here you go. Oh, at this minute, it's already kosher to eat, as a foodstuff, so to speak. I mean, theoretically. And then you went ahead and you wreck it. No, it's not that you did the pigle b'shkita. You never got close enough to the zrika to say it was omed lizro. Okay, so I'm ready to accept that. So isn't that the way he should have distinguished by pigle? Because, I mean, then what you're telling me is that what? Avo pigle b'zrika mai. Hachinami, it would have been metami to matochlin. So then why should we distinguish, as Rabbi Shimon did, between being mefagel on a korban and being mefagel on mincha? He could have been distinguished about being mefagel on korban. So because, what do you say then inside? Avo pigle b'zrika mai. You're telling me, yeah, there would have been metami to matochlin. So adatani pigle b'mincha metami to matochlin. You could take the same case and liflot v'litne b'dida. When do I tell you that Pigel never had a shas kosher? That's, and therefore wouldn't be betabi to masochl because it was never foodstuff. That's dafke the Pigel b'shchita. But if it was mefago b'zrika, forget about moving on to the mincha. Pigel b'zrika metami to matochlin. Well, you could have said that, but you want to tell me a bigger chiddush. You wanted to tell me the case of Pigel by a mincha, you see. Because Pigel by mincha is srichalei. He needed to teach me something over here. Because the case there, actually, would be true even though he was mefagel on the kmitzah. And the kmitzah of the komitz in the mincha is the equivalent of shchita. That nonetheless it's going to be metamet tumat ochlim. Because it had a shata kosher from the beginning. Except in the rare case where you made it Kodesh, where it was Mechubar LeKarka. Motiv Revuda Bamanoach. Alfot Vayitzim Valvona Uchli Sharet. Shenitimu'u Eilem Pidyon. Shelo Ne'amar Pidyon Ela Bivema. Bishlem Ofot. Okay, Kedushat Aguf Minu. I understand that there's no way to be ported Ela Bivema. But Eitzim Levona Uchli Sharet. What's wrong? Lifrakut. Which of course makes Shmuel make no sense. For all intents and purposes, there's still Tahorim because Eitzim Lamona. It's only Kibat HaKodesh, it's Mashvalu Uchla. The problem is that the Eitzim Kokamidal Mashvalu Exirin Lomis Kashra. Same thing is with the Lavona Nami. Kamidal Kitchabekli Sharetz and Lomis Kashra. As far as the Klisharetz is concerned, we sure it's a tire of a mikvah. It wouldn't even matter if it was tummy. Liola Memelakator and Biyama would be niftin. The reason that these are not niftin is exer the rabbonim because they're loshchichi, and therefore the rabbonim want us to be able to hold on to it. lo shchichi. I mean, bishon alavona, okay, kli sharef, I understand lo shchichi. But eitzim is pretty easy to buy, isn't it? Mishkach shchichi. No. Eitzim namik, even though mamar, kol eitz shenim tzabo tor la'at, pasur l'gabim is bayach. For all kinds of purposes, it's lo shchichi. Omrif papa, you know, if Shmuel had only heard other Tanya, matis vimu berekabayit impo dinotan, and that's talking about Kedusha's Domim, and it's saying Ein Niftin, obviously because all the Torah. I tell you, Shmuel would have changed his mind right there and then. Velohi, he was Shmuelad, and he wasn't Harabe. But it's very simple. Why you yourself just said that? Lav Amar Da'atam Kiven Lo Shchicha Lo Mifrika. Here too, even though it's Behemah, it's also not Shchicha. Why? Because kibud shchichi mumim the pasli bivema, even doken shibayin are pasli. Therefore, it's called lo shchichi. Rivka ana amar tumeim niftim torin niftim v'chein amar boshaya tumeim niftim torin niftim ikri amar boshaya afilo torin niftim. Rabbi Elazar amar kula tumeim niftim torin niftim. But there's one specific case where there's no way to say that. And that's the Asiri Taifa. Chutz mi Asiri Taifa of a Minchat Chote, where over there the Torah said, Me Chatato for the Yashir, and Al Chatato on the Ani, which means you could still use your money for the, or the Mincha that you had, and use the money of it for your Behemah if you became rich. Omer Rav Hoshaya, Shamati Piga B'Mincha Rav Shimon Eimetam Tumatoch, Titzan. Orla, which is also about Norklev, Karamas, about all the cases, also about Norklev. Shura Niskelegla, Rufitipur, Mitzara, Petr, Hamor, Bosabachal of Resuming is also about Norklev at this stage. Kula Mitamin Tum Atoch. Lean words, Rabbi Shimon says, never. In Mitamin Tum Atoch, Lean. Mudder Rabbi Shimon Bosabachal of. Yeah, there, it's Mitamin Tum Atoch, Lean, even if it's also now, because it was before it was cooked, it had a Shata Kosher. V'yomer Rav Asi, Yomer Rav Yochanan, what's the base of Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? It says, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel. That means only ochel shata yachol ha'achilo l'achirim. Korui ochel, ochel shiata yachol ha'achilo l'achirim. Eno korui ochel. And the pigo b'mincha, I say, says Rav Hoshaya, is ochel shiata yachol ha'achilo l'achirimu. But it's then yachli, b'ozim ha'chol ha'nami tepikli, the ochel shiata yachol ha'achilo l'achirimu. Because, I mean, it happens to be the Rabbi Shimon holds it's not Asr Bano. The Tani Rabbi Shimon, but you know, Rabbi Shimon, Basar Bachala, Basar Bachila, Mutar Bano, Shnemer Am Kadosh, Atah, Lashem Elokecha, Lot Vashel Gedi Bechalei Vimo, Lalan Anche Kodesh Tionli, Basar Bessar Bachela, Lot Ochelu, and therefore, Mala Halan, Asr Bachila, Mutar Bano, Afkan, Asr Bachila, Mutar Bano, why then did Rabbi Shimon focus on the Shat HaKosher? All he needed to say was, it's not us about not, it's even mutter to him. No, he's just expanding the possibilities. First of all, I mean, it's not even really included here. It's Ocho Shat HaYachol HaChilo LaChirimu. If you want to follow those Shitot that say otherwise, so, I mean, even for the guy himself, it had a Shat HaKosher. Meitzvei, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Notar Shumetamei Tumatochlim, is never going to be metamik tumat ochlin. Anyway, it says beferish right here, okay? Exact opposite of Rav Hoshaya. It says the mincha. There's no way. Pigo ba mincha metamik tumat ochlin. He said not metamik tumat ochlin. Lo kasha. How do you have a mincha without a shata kosher? Dr. Shino ben mechuber. But why can't I go ahead and be paid it? So, if you learn lach lishdam of Hoshaya and Omer Aleph, that to meim only are niftim, Torah and ain niftim, that would explain why I can't just go and be paid it. But lach lishdam of filo Torah and niftim, why can't I be paid it now? What do you mean, why can't you go ahead? But right now you didn't. Ah, but you see, that doesn't matter. Because given the boy porikle, Vishamina le Rabbi Shimon Amar Kola Omed Liftot Kepadu Dami, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Amar Porim Atamet Umatochlin, Ho Il Vaitala Shata Kosher, how is that? Omer Shlokish, the Shata Kosher is that Omer Ayar Rabbi Shimon Porad Niftet Agabi Ma'arachta, Because it could have been padui, and that was enough. Yeah, but hachi hashta. I mean, bishlam apara omedet liftoti because he matzacher noimena. It would be a mitzvah liftot. I mean, what would be the point of being part of mincha? Hani menachot mitzvah liftotan. Well, what about lan lifnei zrika, which I thought I understood, and now that you're telling me this answer, I don't, because it's certainly a mitzvah lamizrike, and there's nothing stopping him from doing this zrika. Nonetheless, it's ein matamitu matochlin. Now we were talking over yishloit asher b'yom lamizrika. So what are you telling me now that I tell asher b'yom? My, it would have been the time of Matochlin. Don't you think that that should have been the way to distinguish between the two cases? Aratani lan leachas rika matami to Matochlin. Liflog bedida bamed. Why mamurim shlo aitala shehut beyon? Aval aitala shehut beyon matami to Matochlin. That is what he's saying. He's saying over here, lan kodim shiyera e lezrika in matami to Matochlin. Now, the case of Pigol, isn't there a mitzvah not to have done Pigol, to do the Zrika? And up until that time, he could have done the Zrika. The boy Zorik, and nonetheless, says it's not matami to mizorchli. Obviously, because it never had a shata kosher. How do you explain that? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. My love, the Pigol b'Zrika? No, I explain it by saying we're talking about Pigol b'Shchitas. You never had even any opportunity to gather animal kosher for Zrika. Okay, so what are you telling me? That Pigol b'Zrika would have been good then? My, hafinami d'metami tumat ochlin. So why contrast the animal to the mincha? Well, that's not the point. Aratari Pigol m'mincha metami tumat ochlin. You could have been liflog b'dida b'med var mamur by the animal that it's not metami the Pigol b'Shchitas. No, because see, I needed to know Pigol Mincha. It's a chalik. The Afa gav the Pigol Bekmitza. And the Komitza and a Mincha is the equivalent of Shchita. Now, nonetheless, it's still Matami Tumat Ochlim because there, Haitala Shata Kosher, where you were made it Kodesh, where you picked it originally. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Yesterday, we saw that even though the Mishnah finds that Menachis and the Sofim that became Tameh before Kiddush have a pidyon, Shmuel finds that the word Shemitzmu doesn't really mean Shemitzmu Dafka, even if they would be taller, they would be Nitzim. And the only reason it says Shemitzmu is because it wants to tell us. And even with Tuma, there's no pidyon after Kiddush Kli. The Kiddush in that is that the Kiddush Kli, the Gemara said, that the Tuma has the same word that we use for the din of a Baal Mum. It's called a Behemoth Tzmeya. So I would have thought this pidyon of it because the pidyon of a Baal Mum. The Mashmah learned that there's no pidyon even for Tuma when something has to do something. That's what we were holding. Yes, we were holding basically in the middle of the brisa that defined a balas mum as a tmeya. So the brisa brought forth in kobe matmeya, asher lo yakrivu mimanu korban mashem. That's talking about balas mum and shenitzanakas medaber. And we proved it from the fact that later on it said in kobe matmeya literally. So then it's father Be'erkata. Therefore, Kobe Mat Me'asher Lo Yakrivu Mimenu is referring to Arega Be'emat Me'a Amura before. Mani became Kobe Mat Me'a Be'balim Mumi Shigitza Akasim Gedatar. That's where we got up to yesterday. Yoko, says the Gemara, King is the writer, Yoko Yipadu Amum Over. You might think of Mum Over is also sufficient for Pidyon. Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes along the Torah to tell us asher lo yakrivu mimena korban Hashem. Dafka beimatmei or 11 mice out of here. Dafka beimatmei, which is never going to be royal. Lo yakrivu mimena. You'll never be able to bring it for a korban. Meaning that it has a mum kavua, kolika. Yatztazu and mum over ain't a kriva hayom. But it's kriva lamachar. By definition, if it's being a mum over, it ultimately will be shayat to hakrov, and therefore it's not included in the portik of Asher lo yakrivu, which means we'll never be able to be korub legabe hamok. Now, the problem is, says the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Bar Manoach, we have a contradiction to the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel is claiming that if there's no kedushas kli, there's no kedusha guf, then you can be paid there even something that is tough. And that the Mishnah didn't really mean necessarily it has to be tamei. And according to that, the very fact that it was kadosh, the kedusha damim, even though, let's make it very clear, that Menachas and Nesachim, even before they get kedushas haguf, and they're only kedushas damim, but what kind of kedushas damim is that? Kedushas damim lemizbeach, not kedushas damim lebet hakavayah. It's important to distinguish four types of variants that are interrelated with each other over here. There's kedushas hamizbeach and there's kedushas bet hakavayah. That's number one. Number two, there's also two categories, namely kedushas damim and kedushas haguf. Now it's possible for somebody to be, let's say, might do something to the Mizbeah that isn't Roy for the Mizbeah. So over there, what do we do with it? We use the money in selling it, we use it for the Mizbeah. That's Kedushas Domi. There's Kedushas Guf for Mizbeah when somebody sends a korban to the Mizbeah. Then it becomes Kedushas Kedusha Guf. Here we have a very interesting interim kind of Kedusha. Because if I send a mincha, so it's true it's only kedushas damim, but it's not kedushas damim in the sense that it's only to be sold and it's money to be used. It's only to be mekudesh b'kli, and then it itself will be brought in the mizbeach. Now the chiddush of Shmuel is that af al pi kein, you don't consider that to be a new category and say, well, the mizbeach now, I mean, it's royal mizbeach, let it be put into a kli and bring it to the mizbeach. I mean, why would you be able to stam arbitrarily? Just go ahead, pay money, and get it out of Kodesh. Doesn't make sense. That's what you would think. Come to Shmuel and say, no, either it's Kodesh Hashdamim or it's Kodesh Hakud. This Kodesh Hashdamim, what does it have to be Tameh for? Pay money and then take it out. That was his Kodesh. So now, Rabbeinu Bar Manoach asks on Shmuel from the following bright. Ha'ofot v'ha'etim v'alavonah. I mean, from our Mishnah, sorry, excuse me. Our first 18 Valvona Uchmisharim we have that says in our Mishnah, Mishnah Nitzvu Inlem Pidyon. There's no pidyon on these things that became Tame. Shalom Ar Pidyon Elot Bidema. So says our Mishnah. Now, I ask you, says Rabbeinu Bar Manoach, I understand the Ofer. The Ofer is a Kaddish Kedushas Haguf, exactly like a Behemoth. And nonetheless, the Torah was Makadesh, the din of pidyon, only Lagabi Behema. So fine. Velo Ne'amar, Elabi Behema. I do not understand the meaning of including in that category Eitim, Levena, and Klisharis, which are not Kaddish Kedushas Haguf, and they do not have any reason, according to you, for us not to be paid to them, except one. There's only one reason why we can't be paid to them. And I'll tell you what that reason is. The reason is that they're not tummy. Why are they not tummy? Because wood is in the Kabbal Tumah. Because it cleave. And if it is tummy, put it into the mikveh and it becomes star. I mean, why would I be paid for that kind of tumah? But you're claiming that tumah is meaningless. Either something is Scottish Jewish or Gulf, or Scottish Jewish is dummy. If it's Scottish Jewish is dummy, go ahead and be paid it. So how do you explain the Mishnah? According to you, Rifrakul, let me be paid it now, Elala. I'll tell you why not. Mishum, the Taherim Biyama in Nifkin. The point is that you are wrong in saying that the Mishnah means that something can be, even if they're not Nitzma'u, can be Padri. The truth is, you cannot be poda anything that's tar, including the menachas and the nesachim. And these three items are by definition tar. Eitzim are going to be tar, and the levina are going to be tar, because lavnei ashvuyeh, let me know. The Kirishtoga is a little bit confused because mashma that someone inserted this Kirish, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's something we shouldn't definitely had it. So Eitzim and levina cannot be turned into food. The only reason that we would ever say that Eitzim and levina are makabel tuma, there are cases when we do that, is we learn it out of the prosek v'habatzar, if you recall. The rabbi is Eitzim and levina. And from there we derive the chiddush of chibas hakedesh maksharatan and turns them into eichlin, right? So the only reason that we would say that they're eichlin is because of chibas hakedesh mashmalo ukla. But certainly, standard eitzim, and that's what we're talking about over here, eitzim levina, aim lahem pigin. That means that we won't find a case which they have pigin. Normal eitzim over here, common on the shackle of the gzirin, before they've been actually cut down precisely the way the gzirin on the mizbeach, they're not yet ready to be mizbeach. They're certainly not going to be mukshel a kabbal tumah because of chibas hakedesh. Levina nami. The common one, the picture of a kli. If I wasn't a kaddish of levina b'kli, so why would I view it as chibas hakedesh makshavatan amakel uchla? Therefore, because the common one, picture of a kli shoreis is also a mitzkasha. The kli shoreis itself, what the difference becomes to our tummy, hayolitza tarab and mikva, is also not considered to be roy to be prayed for its tuma. But what's the issue? Tuma is the issue, and you're claiming tuma is a non-issue. Then the mission doesn't even make any sense. Said Shmuel. Just understand. The oil name of a chater and the almanir in high time. So herein, if it's done by menachos and nesachim, you can be paid. Kedusha's done. So you find you got a problem over here with the Mishnah's case. That's right. You're very simple. These cases are unique because hani b'shum the lo shchicha memela we made a takana. If we're going to allow people to be paid of things that are difficult to find. Nice frankincense, but not an easy thing to find in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about it. Frankincense is not an easy thing to find in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to let people buy it out. I mean, what's going to happen? The perfume companies will come and they'll buy out all the frankincense, and then how are we going to be able to find levina and so on? Okay, so because of that, they made it that kind of a story. You're not paid it. Okay, says the Gemara, I understand. I mean, a levina, fine. Levina, that makes sense. I mean, the Klishores, I understand. I mean, that's Miyuchet. Lo Shchicha, but wood? I understand, wood. I mean, what's wrong with wood? They didn't know the matzahs today. They're like, see, Mishka Shchicha, you can only find wood? No. You can't really find wood, but not wood, right? But it's, yeah. Eitzim, namik, even the Amar Kolei, Nimtzebo, Tolaz, Pasulik, Amin, it's there. If you find a worm in the whole thing of wood, James, that was for the mizbeach. It was like a balmum. We said earlier it was shav, even if you would be chayev for bringing it as a balmum. Those things that aren't shchiach, we don't allow you to be played as stam. We have a reason to want hedges to hold on to it. But menachos and nesachim, you want to be played a menachos and nesachim, bring something else, go to makolet and get other menachos and nesachim. What's the problem? Omer of Papa says Rav Papa lamaita Shmuel's wrong. He didn't have enough information. Shmuel would have known what we now know. If we discovered the bride of Tanya, about this, Nimim Lebeda Kabai, ain't for Hinotam elements there. Shekola Roila Mizbeah, Bena Yotri, and Mizbeah Lolam. Over here we have an example of Kedushas Domim that was given to the Mizbeah. In this particular case, the Kedushas Domim was of a carbon. That could have, but I don't want to bring it as a carbon. People always bring the carbonus. I have a beautiful behemoth, but I want Hegdash to benefit from that in the way that they want to benefit. They'll decide what to do. Not it should be my law. I'm donating this to the Mizbeach, let the Mizbeach decide what to do with the value. What? No, the Mizbeach. So now, the question is, unless these things actually end up in a bomb movement, as a bombing movement, then you can't be afraid of them. All that you can do is that the money of it goes to the Mizbeach. You can turn it into a carbon for the Mizbeach. If the thing itself now is royal and Mizbeach, sometimes you can sell it to somebody as a carbon. That way you get both, Hegdesh gets both the money and the carbon. You want to bring a carbon? We've got a behemoth for you, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Give me the money. We'll give you the behemoth. Never mind. Keep the behemoth. Put it on the Mizbeach. Fine. That's very good. We're happy with that. As long as it never escapes the Mizbeach. But the way that Shmuel is learning, Menachas and Nesachim, essentially, is that case of a Matnas, meaning the Mizbeach. That's what he did. He took Menachas and Nesachim, and he was Magnish them. Obviously, they're meant to go on the Mizbeach. They're not yet Kaddish B'Kli, so only Kaddish Zomim. Sign is Shmuel, so pays your money and walks off with it. And here's the fairness. You can't pay your money and walk off with it. The only use they could possibly have is ultimately to be put on the Mizbeach. So what Shmuel talking about? Unless, of course, they were Tame. They were Tame. It'd be the equivalent of the Behemoth. It's the Baal's moon. You see, there's no way out of this. Shmuel would definitely have admitted that he made a mistake if he would have seen that. You see, I forgot the condition is Dami. It's not the issue. It's not whether it's condition is Dami. The issue is whether it's royal is Beah. So even though the condition is Dami, ain't Nithin. However, the Tahir name, they are Tahar. You can't be part of them. So then, having heard that, he would have had Karot if he heard this. Below here, it's not true. It happens to be that Shmuel did know this. He knew all about this, and he did not have Karot, and this is the way he learned it anyway. Because he says, look, I already explained to you. I explained to you that something that isn't easy to find is not going to be allowed out of the grasp of the Mizbeach. But that's a takana that we made. And behemoths are not considered to be shvili. Why? Because there's so many mumim that pass of a behemoth. And a behemoth can be possible. I see the Bedokin Shabahayim. That means, to find a kosher animal, we know today, to find a behemoth that isn't traced is a problem. To find a behemoth that doesn't have a moon. So in the Mela, we don't want you to go walking off of the hill, because we're shrieking, but Menachas and Nesachim is not a problem to find. Therefore, I find Menachas and Nesachim do not require too much. No magic halakha that the Mizbeach has a greater reach to be taped as something on Kedushas Damim than Hegdesh B'Alma has. Rav Kahana disagrees with Shmuel, and he says, look, it's a tameim and only tameim. And that's what the Mishnah says. Tameim are niftim, taharim are not niftim. B'chein amar Rav Oshia, tameim are niftim, taharim are not niftim. Although there's another lashon in Rav Oshia, k'di amar Rav Oshia, afilu taharim niftim, whereas with Rav Elazar, who says that kulam tameim niftim, taharim ain't niftim. But there's one case, that's the Asiris Ha'eva, of a Mincha Tzchote, where there the Torah specifically said that you can be paid at. Why? Because the Torah says, we find it Moshenes by a Mincha Tzchote, where we have basically options, this is called an oil of the area, the Mincha Tzchote, which is, he has an option to bring either the Asiris, or the Dalus, or the Dalai Dalus. Now, what happened to the status changes in between? So that at the time that he did the Aver, he was poor and then he becomes rich. Or at the time that he did the Aver, he was rich and then he becomes poor. Over there, the Torah says, Mei Chatasei, Al Chatasei. What do you mean, Mei Chatasei? What is that? It's a very strange question. So we darshan over there that the reason it says Mei Chatasei in the part in which he's bringing, as a rich person, he's bringing a Kevet. What's Mei Chatasei mean? Out of his head, some of his head, and there it teaches me that if he became poor afterwards, he's already mafresh his head. If he became poor, he can use mechatoso, he can take some of that money, and he can go ahead and use it for the lower, whatever it is, dollars or ballet dollars, even all the way down to a mincha. And then the rest of it he doesn't have to use, and vice versa. If he, let's say, he had been mafrish now. See, he set aside now. This case was, he set aside money, he was going to bring a kevet. He doesn't have to use all that money, right? He takes mechat or so. Vice versa, he becomes rich. Then he has to add alchat or so. So he had some, he had set aside a mincha. Add more money and bring the next level up. you see that you can take the money that you had originally, or the melechad, you originally set aside, pay it, add now money to it.
Upgrade.
Upgrade, exactly. So if the Torah says you can upgrade,
what about it?
Exactly.
You walk off?
You walk off with it. But you sell it. And you use that money now for something else. Okay, so that means that if you set aside your Atira to Eifa, you now go ahead and you add money and you bring instead the next level carbon ups. You could bring a Kipser or a Tira and use that money. So obviously that means that you can be paid it. I wasn't funding. But there the Torah itself shows me a unique case. That's kind of what we have to take into consideration. No matter what we hold about all the other cases, here it's special. Omer Boshe Shamati, Fred, once we're talking already about Rav Oshia, that I want you to know, we've raised the issue over here, whether it has been a tumah, whether it could be a kabbal tumah, the klav, and the yeshiva tzaytedesh, have a bigger chiddush. I have heard that if you are mafaga l'mincha, if you hold according to Rabbi Shimon, we'll see Rabbi Shimon's shita is, that something that is asur b'hana'ah cannot be makabel tuma. Now normally we know tigo is stomach, like the gzera tuma. So you would think certainly if you were lefagel minimin on a minka, it would be the tame like tuma tarikli. Says Rabbi Shimon, I heard at least, that says Rabbi Shimon, it can't be matame tuma tarikli. Why? Because we know the sana orlo koya karen b'shara mitzvah begla rufa, all of these cases which are usher behana'ah. So you take a look what the case is. Important to analyze the cases because you can have some strange cases here. Okay, orlo koya karen is very straightforward. Shara mitzvah is not 100% straightforward because obviously if I already was cycle it, then it's an avela. I mean, we're talking about the time to recycle. Case, look, chayr would be that I shechted the Sharam Yisrael after the Gemar Din, so it has a din of Yisur HaNoah, but it's kosher to eat, because it wasn't in the veil, I shechted it. Same thing would be true about Egla Arufa. In the case of the Egla Arufa was that instead of being Erev the Egel, since we hold that Yeridosu Anachaleitano Sarata, once it comes down already to Anachaleitano Sarata, then I shechted it. Instead of being erected, so now it's not an avela. So now the question is, okay, what about it's being matame to Masarefa? Sipore Mitzora, I shechted the Sipore Mitzora. The Sipore Mitzora, I'm supposed to send it away, so I shechted it. And the Petr Chamor, what in the world? Petr Chamor, the Chamor is not kosher, is it going to be, what are we talking about exactly? Where's the, I mean, if I shechted a chamor, it's an avela. What's not, I mean, if I shechted a chamor. So Rashi said, the case would be that the chamor actually is still alive after I shechted.
Right?
Yeah, it's being the fireplace. There's always a minute until it dies, right? So normally, if you shech a kosher animal, so then the fact that it's alive doesn't matter. Because shvita is mashvit into an oiflin, and then, even though it's being mefartet, it has a din of oiflin, it's not a din of oiflin.
It's a dead? It's a din of alive, but we say a din of dead. What is it?
It's a din of dead. Is it dead? Okay, fine. You have a medical issue. We don't want to say that for the following reason. That in the case of the Bein HaTameh, if it's dead, it's an avela. So we don't want to say it's dead. It isn't dead. If the Gemara hasn't stood yet, in which somebody is being sheshet for an over shechot. So this guy is very frum. He's chashish for the problem of Abram and Achai. An actual mice like this. Well, this was a chamor.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to say that yet. But I know an actual case like this. And Mamish actually said it. Someone I told you about it. I mean, not everybody did, but there was a case that someone asked my father, that's all, whether they can buy bacon at a trape butcher. Like, what? What are you talking about? She says, well, I'm not Jewish, but I'm kosher for Avram and Achai, and the companies, they can maybe, they'll shoot them or something, then they'll cut it up while it's still farming. So do I have to be kosher? Must I buy from a kosher butcher? Because that way I know. That way I know that if they're kosher. So anyway, the Yidda case is that the Ovid Kechovim asks the Jew to go ahead and check. The din is that a shechet who shechts a chamor for an Ovid Kechovim, even though it's being mefarkes, it's matami to mefarkes, because the act of shechita makes it into Ovid, even though it's a lie. Right? So it will not be matami. It will not be matami to mefarkes, but it will be matami to mefarkes. That's the case. Now, says Rashi, the truth is there's an easier way out of all of these cases, like the case of the Agabus and the case of the Shrine and so on. Maybe they're all Mavelas. But what we're talking about over here is Lagavi Tumazekhan is whether you have a Shiur that's not the Tami, the Mavela. And you want to be Mitzaret, a little piece of this, with enough that it should be Matami Tumazekhan, it should be a Shiur Tumazekhan. So Nevela will never be Matame because it's part of Mikashir. There's no Tuma. If it has a din of Eichlin, then it can be Mitzurah to other Eichlin, so that you can have a Shir of Eichlin together with the non Nevela meat and the Nevela meat. So therefore, we could also give a simple explanation that all of these cases could be questions of Tumas Eichlin, even though they are Nevelas. Now that is not so partial because of other issues, but anyway, there's two possibilities of understanding. So I thought we should look into this. Bata Bakala, Kulam and Inat Bata Bakala also, there's a question of whether it's Matanik, of whether it's going to be Yitzhar Hanov. Let's assume it's Yitzhar Hanov. Here, according to the Tanakham. So Kulam and Matanik to Bata Eichlin, they're still all going to be Matanik to Bata Eichlin, even though they're all Osir Ba'anah, right? Where's Rabbi Shimon Omer? No. Since they're Osir Ba'anah, therefore, Kulam ain't Matamik to Mesayachim. Except one of these cases I did. One of these cases, actually, that's not true. Because later, Rabbi Shimon, as far as Bosser, but Kulam is concerned, there is Matamik to Mesayachim. Because, oh, my Tala Sha'at HaKosher, there was a time in which this Bosser, but Kulam was kosher. When was that?
Before it was cooked.
Excellent. So in other words, I sat and I mixed this Bosser B'Cholam, and it was sitting together, and now it absorbed the time one to the other. So it is Bosser B'Cholam, but it's not Osir until I cook it. So in the mail of the same Bosser B'Cholam had a Shas HaKosher. Once it has a Shas HaKosher, where it's not Osir B'Anah, now it's going to be Mekabel Tumah even later when it is Osir B'Anah.
So the Alexandrian basis?
The Yomer of Ash, Yomer of Yochanan, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? It says in the pasuk, "Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel." Now, usually ochel is asher ye'achel. But what is the purpose of saying asher ye'achel? Asher ye'achel means ochel she'ata yochol la'achilo la'achelim kolui ochel. But ochel she'ata yochol la'achilo la'achelim eino kolui ochel. If you can't feed this food to anybody, even to a goy, why couldn't you feed this food to Kedoshim? Ah, no. You can't get any benefit even giving it as a gift. You can't. Therefore, it's not included in the Pasuk of Ochel, in the whole Parsha of Tumah. So this is not Eichel. So now, the Pigo, getting back to what I heard about Rabbi Shimon. So I Pigo, the Mincha Nami, once the guy's a Fagal of Mincha, now becomes Osir B'Anah, so Koshiyata Yecholak, Yulak, and the Mela, there you go. It's not going to be Makabal Tumor, I'll Spiegel, because it's not supposed to be Erkla, I'll live in Rabbi Shimon. That's what I heard from Rabbi Shimon, in Rabbi Shimon. Now, wait a second. So, the thing about Basar B'Kolav, I don't understand. Basar B'Kolav, why does Rabbi Shimon have to say that the reason that Basar B'Kolav is not included in my sock of its being not Makabal Tumor is because it had a Shas Kosher? Rabbi Shimon Shita is the Bosser B'Kolav, not Osir B'Anah. So it is your philosophy. I could give Basra Bakal to a guy.
Cook's
Basra Bakal. So I don't understand why you have to say that, Bakal. It's the Gemara. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could say Basra Bakal Mami. Typically, the The reason a Basra Bakal will be Makabal Tumah is not because it has a Shasa Kosher, but because it's Mutter Ba'anah. The sign of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda in Merit. Mishum Rabbi Shimon. I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Shimon, that Basra Bakal is Mutar Ba'anah. Now, the same concept of your being an Am Kodesh is found by trade. There is an Anshe Kodesh Tiyuni. Now, by Basra Basada Trefa, the Torah B'davka says, that there's an Indian to give it, to have enough from it. So you can use these things as dog food, as gifts to a guy. So, and obviously it's Asabak, it's Mutabana. Afkan Asabak, it's Mutabana. It's saying specifically that Basabakolov is not a problem when it comes to Hana'ah. So why then did Rabbi Shimon say, well, comes to Basabakolov, I agree with you, that Basabakolov is Makabo Tuma. But that's only because it had a Shas Hetman. Shas Akasha. It's not the reason. You should say it because it's Mutar Ba'anah. You're right. Of course, it means that. Chod of Ha'otkam, I mean, Rabbi Shimon is not disagreeing with this only on this basis. He's saying, look, first of all, your inclusion of Basra Bakalov in that whole list, that's wrong. Basra Bakalov is not similar to our work, like Akarim, Shah Niskal, like Aruf, and it's Mutar Ba'anah. But, listen, you want to include in that list. Also, I would agree with you because it had a shasa kosher. He's not coming to disagree with himself. So, first of all, it happens to be that it's Mutar Ba'anah. Look, if you, the Shitas, insist that it's part of a list of Isuriano, it's also. I also would happen to agree with you in this particular issue because Haitalo shasa kosher. So this is Rav Oshia's Tanya that I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. There's no din of Gabi Mincha. There would be no din of Tumas Beichon.
No,
if you're in the fire.
So the question did he three times, is no from this?
No. I mean, holds, but he learns other things out of it. Meisa. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Yesh Neisa Shumatami Tumas Eichon, V'yesh Neisa Shenomatami Tumas Eichon. Sometimes you'll find a nicer that is Tame, and sometimes you'll find a nicer that isn't Tame. What do I mean, says son? Lumbic Nezrik, if it became nicer before I ever got around to doing this Rika Saddam, so then it's not going to be Tame to Mesechlin because it never had any Shasa Kosher at all. But if you did the Zrika, and now you waited around, and it became now nicer. Then already it was Roy Lachila the whole time. So until it became nicer. So at that point, it is the time to Tumas Eichlin. Now, if that's the case, that the same thing by Pigel. By Pigel already, whether it's Kutchum Kalim, it'll never be Metami Tumas Eichlin because the Pigel means, by definition, since it's the mark here, that you never made it kosher. Pigo the mincha, but if you went ahead and you metam mefago on a mincha, then you have a different situation. It is metamik to myself. Ooh. So apparently, what does that mean? That by a mincha, by definition, say, look, if you're dealing with an animal, the animal wasn't roi. I mean, to be makabotuma is a live animal. Now, when you started doing the avoda that turned it into Eichlin, you ruined it. You made it awesome. Right, so I understand over there didn't have a shas akasha. If you did it before Zrika, the lean of it before Zrika. The mincha, on the other hand, has a shas akasha before. What do you mean? You can buy it and eat it before I bring it as a korban. Now I decide, now I magdish it. Okay, fine. I mean, but it was until the moment you were magdish it, it was always like it always everybody else would have.
Any raw flowers?
Why not? It's food stuff. So mamela. How could Rav Oshia claim that according to Rabbi Shimon, a mincha wouldn't be a mincha? By definition, isn't that, I mean, that's the reason that we're being mechalic between mincha and behemah over here. Mincha is food. And a behemah is not food until after you shecht it. So you see over here that it does have a shas hakasha, people are mincha. The answer is the gemara lokasha. That also is not a problem. Because there's a difference between a mincha that has a shas hakasha and a mincha that doesn't have a shas hakasha. Where's the shy in such a case? The case would be that the Shido b'mechuvah, you now were magdish this mincha right away, b'mechuvah, so it's also at that point, mano, it's not food.
B'mechuvah is the other, is it growing?
Yeah. You get the whole thing to agdish. Food, the field, it's all agdish. So now nobody can eat it. Why can't you be potent? Oh, now we understand how this whole thing interrelates. Now with the opening sugya. Be potent, since it wasn't Kaddish B'kri yet. We're getting back now to the whole issue of Shmuel. Can you be potent of Nineveh? That wasn't Kaddish B'kri. So look for Kino. And this is Rav Oshia. Now remember, just coincidentally, there were two Lashonis in Rav Oshia. One Lashon in Rav Oshia. And Rav Oshia agreeing with Shmuel. And one lesson of Rav Oshia had him disagreeing with Shmuel. You could only be Mekabel. You could only be Poida if it was Mekabel Tuma already, okay? So now, if you hold on, and then take a look at the previous sugya. Because, Bishleim, Alahai Nichalach, Lishabim, Rav Oshia, Tmeim, Niftim, Tayim, Ein, Niftim. If you tell me that it's Rav Oshia disagrees with Shmuel, and he says you can only be Poida something that is Tome, so it's obviously catch 22. It can't be Tomei unless it was Porter, but it can't be Porter unless it was Tomei. So Mamela, you don't have a question. That's fine. But according to the Lashon who holds that, feel it's even mistake. If he agrees with Shmuel, so how are you telling him? Here is a case, there's no Shas HaKosher, and there's another case where there is a Shas HaKosher. Why is there no Shas HaKosher? I can be present. So that's a Shas HaKosher. Well, that's a theoretical Shas HaKosher. But you weren't paid it. That's all that counts. But Hashtamiya, low part, you weren't paid it. Oh, no. That you're not going to get away with. Because you see, you're going to look at Rabbi Shimon. Remember, this is Rabbi Oshia, according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, we can get you anyway. Because if it violates Rabbi Oshia's Shita, we just show that it wouldn't add up. If it violates Rabbi Shimon's Shita, it's not going to add up. The problem is that Rabbi Shimon holds the Shemina Leila Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Kol HaOmed L'Tzot Kepadui Dami. Anything that could theoretically be Padui has a din in terms of Kabbalah Tumah as if it's already Padui. Because when I say I can't feed it to someone else, it means under any and all circumstances. But since it's beyond it to be paid at. So it could be paid at. And how do I know that that's Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon is an interesting halacha. A Pora Aduma is metamic to Mesaychon. Now, how could a part of the be metamic to Mesaychon? While it was alive, obviously it doesn't have a shas hakasha in the Kabbalah. When I go now and I shecht it, it's already part of Aduma. How could it be metamic to Mesaychon? Because he holds Horo Vaitala Shat HaKosha. What is the shas hakasha? Says Rish Lakish, Omer Hoya Rabbi Shimon. Pora niptet agabei ma'arachta. Even if you shecht the pora aduma, you can go ahead and can be poted. Why could you be poted? If you find a better pora aduma. What's b'chai of you now to keep this as a pora aduma? It's not going to be something. They have a pora aduma. It's going to be considered as better kabayas. So if I want to be poted, I can be poted. But you weren't poted. So you see that I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Even though you weren't voted, but you could have been played at, is sufficient.
What if you didn't try to fire the other wood?
Wait a minute over here. A Torah, of course, is a made leaf sex. You want to be part of the Pora Aduma, because the Pora Aduma is a very hot market. Because if you find a better parah, I mean, parah adumas are difficult to find the exact perfection you want. You may have accepted an aguda parah aduma. You really want a badat parah aduma. So now if you find a badat parah aduma, you want to, you're ready to be paid at. So bishlema parah is a medicine dota. Shimbatzakat na'ahim and a mitzvah lipdota. It would be a mitzvah to be paid at. But a mitzvah? What would be the value of being paid at a mitzvah? Mitzvah, I mean, yeah, you got whatever you could get in the first place. It's easy to buy a mincha. So what would be the mitzvah? To be paid a mincha? Is that English? try it in English. What is it to ask a better accountant? Either he is an accountant or he's not an accountant. What to try a better game of tennis? It's either a game of tennis or it's not a game of tennis. What do you mean? When the Torah says Torah Dumat Mima, I understand. The Torah is not mocked, but it should be absolutely beautiful. Because the China back on his world, what do you care really? It's just going to be ashes anyway. Close your eyes for a minute. Let me burn it. We'll use it. Because we see the Torah is very mocked about the quality of a parah aduma. We never find such hakpana. It's the very perfection of the parah aduma that is megeh, its ability to be metayim. So the more perfect it is, the more unlikely it is that it's something that would be burnt and it's pristine. The more it's roy to be metayim. So the mele, there's always an issue to search after the most beautiful parah aduma you can find. That's why Malchus Yavan is compared to parah aduma, because they're beautiful. So fine. That's Tmima Hashem Bamum is Malchus Yavan. So I understand, but why would a mincha be mitzvah to be paid? Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that something that is not made with this is considered to be potui, and that's what you're claiming. Now, that's what you're coming to ask. So why would you say the mincha has a shat hakesha? From the time that I went out, I made it kaddish from a korban. So that's what I'm saying, says Rabosha. It makes perfectly good sense. Somebody gave away now his growing grain. We're having a shavakation. So if somebody, at this moment, if it turns out now, after I turn it into grain, and after I'm now doing the aveda on it, and now it becomes nicer for people, it never had a shavakation. I'm timing, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Something without a shazakation. So I'm going to come and tell me to myself, what's your problem with me? Even if I hold that it's theoretically possible to be potus, I'll leave it a shmuel. It's still not immediately this, is it? So what's your taina? Therefore, no matter what reverse you hold, it still works out fine. Because you need over here kala immediately this to potter, but not something that could be potter is not your potter. Where do you see such a thing for? Now, wait a second. One of the cases was Lonlich Neizrika. I got a problem with that. Lonlich Neizrika. Is it a mitzvah to do Zrika? I shechted the animal. It's sitting over here. I have to do the Zrika. And I didn't do the Zrika, but it's how he made the Zrika. The mitzvah is Zrika. Is it biyadi to be Zrika? Absolutely. Iboi Zori. And what did you say before? I leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Vikatani. The ain't on the time to mess. I don't now. I don't understand. I mean, if that's the issue, Why? So why are we there? Rabbi Shimon, indeed, is it if something that is aimed to be done, and is roy to be done, and nonetheless he tines that it's considered to be a thing that lohay al shasakation. No, the case of there was my kinshlay. I chose the yamba mizrakim. The case of there was the guy shechted the animal a second before Shkia. So it was never Ahmed Lizra. I hate the chotzit. He comes in last minute. There, man, what's the difference? You know, I've been a time, whatever. He goes, runs in, give it to me, I'll shech him. Wait a minute, no. All the yeshiva sheriff saying, no, it's too late. He goes in and shechs him. I want to do this week, and nobody wants to do this week. It's too late. Can't do this week. So there never was a shechta creation.
And that's the case. Shloheh Shabbos b'yom lemizrach. So what are you telling me then? That what? That if it would have been a minute earlier, that then the din is it would have had a shas hakasher. As Shloheh Shabbos b'yom mai, and it would have been matanik to mizrachim. So what did you make a distinction between liyakov zvigder kaidem zvig? You could have said a much nicer distinction. You could have said a finer distinction. You could have said, when do I say that it's not matami? That's after if a chosik shechted it. But if somebody who wasn't a chosik shechted it, and he allowed 2 minutes to do the zrika, then even if he hadn't done the zrika, it still would have been makabe. What you have to tell me not to mean is if he actually did the zrika. I mean, the better way to say it would have been to say that it was shayek to do the zrika. So I have a tony long liyaka zrika matam to mizayachman live like the gida. Can make a finer distinction in the very case that we're talking about. But man, the Bar Mamori, when do we say that if you hadn't done the Zrika, that it wouldn't be Makabal Tuma? That Dafka Shalaita La Shehut Bayom, where there was literally no time to do the Zrika. Aval Haita La Shehut Bayom. Assuming for a moment it was time, then even if you never did the Zrika, it's considered to be a Shas HaKesher, because Kalayim and Lizrai, Kazara Kadami, and it would be Mitamit Tumazari. Yeah, no, Okanami. That's exactly what he's saying. That's not a read. Okanami. That's what he's calling on. He's saying long kodem zrika. Doesn't mean kodem the act of zrika. It's kodem shiye roi el zrika. Long before a time which is roi to zrika, eidem atamis tumas eichlin. Liyachar shiye roi el zrika, from the point at which it is shy of the zrika. It was a little shows beyond. At that point, matame tumas eichlin. And what about the other case? How are you going to fit that in? The other case was by Tegel. You said whether it was Kutchim Kutchim or Kutchim Kaun. Excuse me? By Tegel. Is it a mitzvah to continue? You have now your Shvita. You had a mitzvah at that moment to do Zrika, as far as I know. There's always a mitzvah to do Zrika. You're not allowed to do any kind of Shinui. Good, you want to be on. No good they could do a Shinui. But it certainly wasn't Aimed to be done with a Shinui. So do I have a, now, right now, I did my shvita. Kol ha'im ed lizrei kezorah gedon. I am a kohen. Is a mitzvah me to do the zrika? No. So at this moment, kol ha'im ed lizrei kezorah gedon, it's a shas hakasher. Now I go ahead and I ruin it by making a tegel. So? So what? No. Not necessarily. That'll be our parent. That's the way we can get out of it. We could say that. So the Eboy Zarek, if you want to be Zarek, if you're mitzvah to be Zarek, and it says, Einam Atam is Tumas Zarekwim, even though I assume my love is the Tiga of Zrika, answers the Gemara as our president has just told us, and therefore you see, so you don't say, what's not the mean of president, the head of president, Bain, it's a president, who cares? No, it depends who the president is, obviously. So answers the Gemara, it's talking about that it was Tigo B'Shchita, and if it was Tigo B'Shchita, there never was a moment in which we could say, oh, you should have done the Zrika properly, so let me do Zrika Zorik Zorik. So everything makes sense? Not yet. Because if you're ready to say that the Nafkamina is whether you were Mephago B'Zrika, or whether you were Mephago B'Shchita, then you could have made a finer distinction. You could have said, Tigo, you should have said, so what you're telling me now, people are my help. Now I need to metamit to myself. So why did you make an afkamina between being mafagel and a mincha and being mafagel and a behema? You could have said a beautiful afkamina, and you could have said lishlebidida. When do we say that a pigo and a behema never had a shasak esher? That's only if you're mafagel b'shrita. Avo pigo b'zrika. Then it would have been mafagel indeed after it already had a shasak esher. Because Shalom and Lizra Kizarab Dami, and then I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Once it has a Shas HaKesher, it's always going to be in the time of Kumasayah, so now I got you. Nah, still not me. Because the truth is, that would have been true. He could have done that. But he felt that it was necessary to tell me a Chiddush by Mincha. Pigal, the Mincha Yitzchak, he wanted to tell me that by Mincha Afagav the Pigal the Knisa, but over there, even though Lamaisa, I did the pigo with the act of kmita, and the kmita is the equivalent of shchita. So kmita on a mincha is the shchita of the animal. And I feel like in the time of the Mazayaklin, he wants us to realize that Shasakesha could have been before Bechlal it ever became Hegdish. Whereas the Behema, well, he wants us to recognize, the Behema is not called Shasakesha before, because it's not Eichlin. Hashem can admit it's Eichlin. So everything works out just fine. We can support Rebeshia, and it works out a Leben Rebeshia, whether he holds a Shmuel, he doesn't hold a Shmuel, and it works out a Leben Rebbe Shimon. Vakol Sharir V'Kayam. Now, at this moment, I have a shtickle tiny again for Rebaneya, because Rebaneya has a tendency to leave foreigners and deny that he owns a menachas of an art school when I needed a picture. And I found a menachas with the name of Selavan Bonea Koma Akadesre Al Arba, which I assume. Was purchased after I needed the picture. You see that? You have a tiny that said it's the opposite. He bought it and he said, we would need a picture. But, Baruch Hashem, we did get the picture, so let's use it now, because we didn't have a good... Unfortunately, the only picture that they use, however, is the picture of Tesis Hashita in Rashi, which admittedly makes the most sense. Where is it? Oh, well, it's a good try. Sorry, I'm looking at 80s or 90s. Is what?
The Ian edition. This is for people in the Ian edition of pictures of
every sheet. Do you have an Ian edition? I believe anything. So they have the sheet that which paperwork takes the meaning of Rashi. To Svina, that's not a description of the Svina, but it's an actual description of the Lechem. So that the Lechem is closed with a hole. The Lechem actually has a hole.
In the inside. Okay. Or that's
from the top.
Is he showing the bars going on the sideways? Top. Are those the
bars? Are
oh, so this, is this a hole right here? This is a hole right there? The
bottom. The
what's that on the bottom in this picture? I know.
Well, no, this is the Teva Prutz, and this is the Svina Rekedes. But the point is that the Svina Rekedes, this Rashi gives a description of what a Svina is.
Right, right.
Okay, Tosas takes that as meaning that's what the Lechem is, not that the Lechem is a cross section of the Svina.
Okay,
so if that's the case, then the Gemara's Kasha with the Krumim is that it's too thin at the tip of the hole to support, and the answer is that we'll stick a little piece on it to extend the hull outwards. Now, the problem with this is that this is not really accurate, this picture, but this picture is. Because Tosis points out the bottom of the lechem was actually square. Right? The actually, if you look carefully, what you can see.
Right.
So it comes out of a bottom that touches all along the shulchan and actually covers the length of the shulchan, but there's room on the side for support to around the round part.
Probably
on next page. Here he has his semicircular canals. I mean, his shelves. Okay. But anyway, certainly a very beautifully done picture. What can I say? Very, very
beautiful.
Depends on the
as far as Mahuber not having a shot to close.